So a lot to get to. This was a big sports weekend, as we talked about on Friday. It was the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. We did a big segment on that on Friday. Got a lot of response about that. Talked to a lot of P1s about the Miracle over the weekend at Ticketstock. Did you watch any of the coverage over the weekend? There was all sorts. They played Miracle several times, the movie. They also did something on ABC yesterday, which was a sit-down interview with Jeremy Schapp, and he talked to three of the heroes from the 80 team, Mike Ruzioni, Jim Craig, and Mark Johnson, and sat down with them, and they watched segments of the game. I think during this interview, they watched the entire game, but they edited it down for a one-hour show. It was really interesting, and there was some insight I hadn't heard before. Did you see any of the coverage over the weekend? Did you watch any of that?
Yeah, I saw a few different interviews. I saw an interview with Ruzioni and three of his teammates. This was on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting. Lots of old highlights, things like that.
Yeah. This was a really interesting sit-down, and they were breaking... It was, number one, Mike Ruzioni said he has... That was the first time that he had sat down and watched the entire game. That since... 40 years have passed, and people have given him some copies of the game, but he only has them on VHS, and he doesn't have a VHS player again. He's seen some highlights, but he's never sat down and watched the entire game. This was the first time that he had done that. I found that hard to believe.
Did he say why?
No, didn't really give a reason outside of he just never really got around to it, and then by the time maybe he wanted to... He didn't have a VHS player again, but I'm thinking that after that aired, and now that he's seen it all the way through with Jeremy Schapp and a couple of his teammates, maybe he'll sit down and do this again. I'd forgotten this moment of the game, and Razor talked about this on Friday. When Johnson got the goal late second period, and I was just thinking, okay, yeah, it was like less than a minute left. I'd forgotten it was a rebound goal. And it was with 1 second left to tie the score at two. I had forgotten that, and they had to, from what it looked like, they went back and looked at it on replay just to make sure that it was a goal, that there was still a second on the clock, and there was. I had forgotten that, and that was a huge goal, because instead of trailing going into the second period, it was 2-2, and I think it was Ruzioni that said at that point we knew, okay, we've shortened this to a 40-minute game, maybe we do have a chance. I'd forgotten that that was that dramatic. It was just a one second left on the clock. I'd forgotten all about that.
So we had replay back then?
Apparently so, because there was a long delay, and they at least they conferred, and I think from what Jeremy Schapp was saying, that they went the replay. That was also surprising, because this was not exactly an HD, as they were showing the old telecast of it. It was pretty fuzzy, and... It's amazing how far television has come since 1980. And then they went on through the second and third period in the game-winning goal by Ruzioni, and he got choked up watching that. Not only that, but the last second winding off and Al Michaels calling, "Do you believe in miracles?" and all that. Ruzioni got emotional again watching that. And then they said this, and I'd never heard this before. So that was on a Friday. They beat the Soviets. That was February 22nd. Saturday is the 23rd. That was their off day, but they were going to have a skate around. All those guys on with Schapp on over the weekend said on ABC that that Saturday may have been one of their toughest practices of the 6 months. Here they just let it all out against the Soviets, and that next day, not only did they have a skate around, they had a practice, and he worked their tails off to try to get their attention for the game on Sunday against Finland. And I'd forgotten that they fell behind in that game. And as they were talking about with Schapp, yeah, if we go on to lose that game, there's a chance we don't even medal. Even though we beat the Soviets, there's a chance we don't even medal in this thing. So,
well, that makes sense. Great call on Herb Brooks' part to drive them hard in that next practice, because you don't want them to think that that was the gold medal game.
Right.
Even though they know it, you don't want them to emotionally act like it.
Yeah.
So you need to get them back to work as hard as possible to kind of wake them up, shake him up and tell him, wait, we still have one more game.
Yeah, and it definitely got their attention. And all three of them said afterwards, you know, he's now the late Herb Brooks. And Shapp asked him the question, if you could tell him one thing now, what would you say? And they basically all said the same thing. Thank you. That during those 6 months, they didn't always understand his methods and his reasoning and how hard they were driven in it. But he gave them that incredible moment. And then when it was, as we mentioned on Friday, when it finally did happen like that, Herb Brooks just walked off the ice and let them celebrate. And they didn't really talk to him much after that. From time to time, they would have those reunions, and Brooks never came to him before his death. I believe in 2003 is when he was in that car accident. I would imagine that ESPN will replay that at some point. It's really good. If you didn't get a chance to see it over the weekend on ABC, Jeremy Shapp sit down with three members of the Miracle on Ice team. And we have a collection of other sports miracles. This was the first one that came to mind for me when this video went viral a few years ago with Jerry Jones.
Romo was a miracle.
He was a miracle, wasn't he?
He almost never got in, and he almost gone. Tebow was never...
What if you were the Jaguars owner? Would you just draft him to some jersey?
That's the only reason I brought in Bill Parcells. Tell them to make f***ing race. That's what it is, not right, Rush. I love it.
Yeah, I know you.
I was, but I wanted a bizarre. They were on my ass so bad. Jay's got to have a yes man. So to get this fucking statement, I need to bring his ass.
But you wouldn't take Tebow in the third round.
Why? You never get on the field. I can't get him out there. I can't get him out there.
God,
there's a miracle.
They're so wronging Jerry there. Because it's hidden audio.
Yeah.
And it sounds kind of like Line 4 guys, the guy that's recording him.
Yeah, a little bit.
He has that kind of smart alecky kind of question guy.
Romo was a miracle.
There's
so much there. He even tells us the only reason he brought Parcells in was to get the damn stadium.
Yeah. I've forgotten about that part of it.
How does that get undersold now?
Yeah. We just got so caught up on Romo. That's the only thing that made a drop.
Yeah, how many times in the Mike McCarthy discussions over the past 2 months have we said, well, he's willing to give a little power because he did that to Parcells. They brought Parcells in to get a stadium. He didn't bring him in because he wanted a guy that he was going to give some power to.
They were on my ass. Jerry just wants a yes, man.
See, and I think that's really interesting because it shows that Jerry does respond.
Yes, I've said that many times.
To those market conditions when people start clamoring about stuff, he responds to his haters.
Yes, I think he does listen. And I said that at the time when they hired Parcells. Okay, there you go. There's proof that he listens. Everyone said he wouldn't dare do it.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, he did it. Was Romo really a miracle?
The fact that he was.
Yeah. Undrafted.
Yeah.
He's the greatest undrafted quarterback that we've ever seen, I guess, right? In the modern draft format, I would say.
Was Kurt Warner drafted?
No, he was not.
Okay, he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, so
he's the greatest undrafted.
Yeah.
He's the one who gave us the, thank you, Jesus. The real kind of weak.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't heard that drop in a long time, but I think it's in there.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, do we overuse the phrase miracle in sports? Because we've got a number. I've forgotten about some of these. The Minneapolis Miracle, just a couple of years ago in 2018 when the Vikings actually had something good happen to them in the postseason. Stephon Diggs hauls in the Case Keenum pass to beat the Saints. That was kind of a miracle. That was a throw-up, and it looked like they... they were pretty much dead in the water. The Monday Night Miracle, that was when the Jets scored 30 points in the fourth quarter to beat the Dolphins 40-37. I barely remember that. That
what
was
year?
2000, October of 2000.
No, I don't remember that at all.
I do remember a big comeback, but I don't remember too many details about that. The Music City Miracle, the Tennessee Titans' ridiculous kickoff return. Was it a forward lateral thrown across to Dyson on the kickoff return to beat the Bills in the postseason? Yeah, maybe. That was really close. Music City Miracle was also in 2000. The Bluegrass Miracle, That was LSU-Kentucky. Do you remember that one when Marcus Randall threw it like 70 yards downfield and it bounced off a Kentucky defender and Devery Henderson hauled it in?
So when was that, 10 or 15 years ago?
That was 18 years ago. That was 2002.
Okay.
That was a long time ago. The miracle at the Meadowlands. This is why we have kneel downs now by quarterbacks. That was when Joe Pisarcik for the Giants fumbled the snap. He was going to hand it off to Larry Zonka in November of 1978. And it's picked up in the air by Herman Edwards. And he ran for a touchdown, as Merrill Reese called it. That was probably the worst moment in Giants history. How in the world do you lose that game? And that is why we have kneel downs now. And here's one for you, Junior, the Spurs fan. In May of 1999, the Memorial Day miracle, Sean Elliott shot from the corner.
How he was able to, on his tiptoes, keep his heels off the out-of-bounds line was amazing.
Yeah, and that was in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals against Portland, and San Antonio went on to win its first NBA title.
But a miracle?
Yes.
God actually intervening in the laws of nature.
Junior would say yes on that.
to make this guy's heels come off the floor where he's not out of bounds.
That's
a miracle.
The way his heels were somehow magically off the ground, it was like Jesus walking on water.
Thank you, Jesus!
It defied the laws of physics.
Jeez.
So there you go. The miracle on ice was not the only sports miracle. All right, it's 5:49 on the ticket. It all comes down to...